Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Burn the Haystack, Decode Dating, Torch the Duds, and Make Room for Men Who Matter by Jenny Young. PhD is a nonfiction dating and communication guide focused on modern app-based dating, especially for women seeking a long-term committed partner. Young, a professor of writing and rhetoric with a feminist rhetoric background, argues that much of the stress of online dating comes from treating the entire pool as worth exploring and from ignoring what people reveal through everyday language. Her core idea reframes the familiar needle in a haystack problem. Instead of searching harder, burn down the haystack by quickly eliminating poor prospects. The book teaches readers to read dating profiles and messages as persuasive texts, notice recurring toxic or low-effort patterns, and respond with firm boundaries rather than prolonged engagement. Beyond dating, the method is presented as a practical form of discourse analysis that builds confidence in interpreting subtext, power, and intent in ordinary interactions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the burned haystack dating method and the logic of narrowing fast. At the center of the book is the burned haystack dating method, which encourages readers to radically narrow the dating pool instead of expanding it. Young challenges common advice that urges people to be more flexible, to give more chances, or to keep conversations going in the name of openness. Her approach treats time, emotional energy, and safety as scarce resources, and frames app dating as an environment where a small percentage of candidates are truly aligned with a serious relationship goal. In that context, the most effective strategy is not to optimize for maximum matches, but to optimize for rapid elimination of mismatches. This is where the metaphor matters. Burning the haystack means refusing to nurture maybes that repeatedly demonstrate low effort, poor alignment, or boundary pushing. The method is both practical and psychological. Practically, it reduces scheduling, messaging, and date fatigue. Psychologically, it reduces rumination and second-guessing by shifting the default from justify and continue to notice and disengage. The result is a clearer path to meeting men who actually want commitment and can communicate like it. Secondly, rhetorical and discourse analysis applied to profiles and messages. Young brings an academic lens to a setting where many people rely on intuition alone. She treats dating profiles, prompts, and chats as rhetoric communication designed to create an impression, manage accountability, and shape how someone will be treated. Instead of asking only whether a bio is charming, she encourages asking what the language accomplishes. Does it invite mutuality, or does it preemptively excuse bad behavior? Does it show clarity about intentions, or hide behind irony and ambiguity? This framework helps readers focus on patterns rather than isolated moments, because harmful dynamics are often signaled early through small choices of wording and tone. The point is not to psychoanalyze strangers, but to recognize what their communication makes likely. By learning to decode subtext, power cues, and deflection strategies, readers can stop overinterpreting their own reactions and start trusting what the text is plainly doing. The skill set is portable too, because the same interpretive discipline can be used in friendships, workplaces, and other contexts where people test boundaries through language. Thirdly, recognizing recurring toxic patterns like test and apologize. A distinctive feature of the book is its naming and categorizing of repeated message and profile behaviors that show up across apps. One example described in public materials is test and apologize, in which a man sends something sexual or inappropriate and then quickly apologizes, often before the recipient responds. In this reading, the inappropriate content is the real signal, and the apology functions as a tactic to keep access while appearing harmless. Young also highlights patterns such as disciplinary or directive language, where a profile tries to control women's behavior through rules, scolding, or demands, which can foreshadow coercive or abusive dynamics. Another is blue ribbon for bare minimum, where a man advertises baseline decency or basic adulthood as if it is exceptional. These categories help readers move from vague discomfort to clear decisions. The value of the framework is speed and clarity. When a pattern is recognizable, the reader does not need to debate whether this one case is different. The communication itself becomes sufficient evidence to disengage. Fourthly, block to burn is a boundary practice and an app hygiene strategy. Young emphasizes blocking as an intentional act rather than an overreaction. The block to burn rule instructs readers to block people they do not want to meet, not merely ignore them. On a personal level, this is framed as boundary protection. It prevents re-engagement with someone who already showed misalignment, and it reduces the temptation to rationalize red flags later. It also functions as attention management, keeping the user experience cleaner and less emotionally noisy on a platform level. Supporters of the method describe blocking as a way to shape what the app surfaces next, since repeated exposure to undesirable profiles can feel like an algorithmic loop. While app algorithms are not fully transparent, the practice is presented as a practical attempt to signal preferences through decisive actions. Regardless of the technical impact, the behavioral impact is clear: blocking makes standards enforceable. It turns internal preferences into external decisions, which is often what people struggle with most when they are lonely or optimistic. Lastly, rebuilding standards and self-trust in a culture of give him a chance. A major thematic argument is that many women have been socialized to over-accommodate, to prioritize being agreeable, and to interpret their own boundaries as unkind. Young flips that script by arguing that giving almost no one a chance can be the most respectful approach to oneself and to others. Instead of long conversations with low probability matches, the method encourages quick sorting based on clear criteria tied to relationship goals, values, and communication quality. This stance is not just about efficiency, it is about restoring self-trust. When readers consistently act on what they notice, they stop training themselves to ignore discomfort. Over time, that can change how they evaluate compatibility, how quickly they detect manipulation, and how willing they are to tolerate ambiguity that benefits the other person. The book also positions this as a feminist intervention into dating norms because it focuses on power, boundary testing, and how language can normalize unequal expectations. In that way, it aims to produce not only better matches but stronger decision-making. In conclusion, Burn the Haystack is best suited for women who are burned out on dating apps, who want a committed relationship, and who feel they keep encountering the same low effort or boundary-pushing interactions. Readers who enjoy tools that are systematic rather than purely inspirational will likely appreciate the book's focus on patterns, decision rules, and language-based diagnostics. Its practical benefits include faster screening, fewer draining message threads, and more confidence in ending contact when communication suggests misalignment. Intellectually, it offers a way to think about dating as rhetoric and to treat profiles as evidence of values and relational intent, not just marketing. What helps it stand out in the crowded dating advice category is its emphasis on decoding communication and enforcing standards through decisive action, especially the block-to-burn practice and the catalog of recognizable rhetorical patterns. Many dating books focus on optimizing one's own presentation or cultivating the right mindset. Young instead concentrates on interpretation, boundaries, and selection, arguing that the biggest wins come from refusing to negotiate with duds and making room for men who can show up clearly and respectfully. And respect, if you would like to support Jenny Young PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. And after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.